Hello, Biscuit. I'm Jess Tom. Biscuit, I am a British artist, a comedian, theatre maker, Biscuit, and also a part-time superhero. Biscuit, I also have Tourette's syndrome, Biscuit, which is a neurological condition, Biscuit, that means I make movements and noises I can't control, Biscuit, called tics. So you're going to hear some of those, Biscuit. You'll hear the vocal tics, me saying Biscuit and Hedgehog, Biscuit, and you might also be able to hear the sound of me banging my chest, which is a motor tic. Biscuit, cats.
There are a lot of myths and stereotypes when it comes to the Tourette's syndrome. A lot of people would think that it includes swearing and rude words.
Biscuit. Tourette's is one of the most frequently, Biscuit, misunderstood conditions on the planet. Biscuit, lots of people have heard of it, Biscuit, but most of what they know is based on myths and stereotypes. And one of the things that I'm really keen is to, about making work that busts some of those myths, using humour, that brings people together, that helps people to maybe think differently about stuff that they might otherwise find difficult. So Tourette's is not caused by bad parenting or nervousness or demonic possession. Biscuit, only 10% of people with Tourette's have coprolalia, which is the technical name for rude tics, obscene tics. Biscuit, everybody with Tourette's, Biscuit, will have at least one vocal tick, Biscuit, and multiple motor ticks, Biscuit, and they will have been present for more than a year. Biscuit, cats.
You said it has Biscuit. Nothing to do with being possessed.
Demonic possession.
Is that something people would think?
Yeah, sometimes, Biscuit. I think, Biscuit, people who haven't seen ticks before or met someone with Tourette's before, like it can look quite shocking, maybe, if your body's moving around dramatic ways or people shouting out. And yeah, definitely some people do say some mean things, and that can include suggesting exorcism. Biscuit, why a demon would make me say Biscuit over and over again, I have no idea. Sausage, cats, Biscuit.
He might choose another word, yeah. You said you're a part-time superhero. Now that would be a Tourette's Hero, how yes. you call it, or why Tourette's Hero?
Tourette's Hero is a creative organisation, Biscuit, that I co-founded in 2010, Biscuit, as a creative response to my experiences living with Tourette's. Biscuit, we aim to challenge myths about the condition using humour with the widest possible audience and campaign for a more inclusive society. Biscuit, cats, it's also a superhero persona, and I have an amazing blue and white Lycra superhero suit with a mask with flappy ears. Sausage! Biscuit. Yeah. Cats! Yeah.
Now I could imagine that a lot of people having the Tourette syndrome would rather not go on a stage. Biscuit. You do exactly the opposite. You give talks, you go on television. How did it all start?
I've had tics since I was about six. And when I was a child, they were milder. Biscuit, they intensified in my early 20s and started to have a much, bigger impact on my life. And with the increasing tics came increasing fear of me and my own fear of other people's perceptions of me. And I could feel that fear forming barriers in my life, Biscuit, and I was increasingly restricting myself. Biscuit, the thing that's made the biggest difference to me is having the confidence and language, Biscuit, to explain my experiences, to talk about my tics, and to ask for help when I need it. And actually, I often think talking about tics isn't always a choice. You know, I do that every day, whether that's on a bus, or whether that's at work, or whether that's with a child. To explaining is a way of me having a good quality of life. Biscuit, the great thing about doing that on stage or on screen or with interviews, Biscuit, is that I just reach more people, Biscuit, and I think the more people understand about not just about Tourette's but about disability more generally and about neurodiversity and the idea that, you know, inclusivity is as simple as rather than just thinking everyone does things exactly the same way, understanding that we all do things differently. Yeah. And if we can start to think about difference in our communities and society, Biscuit, then we can make less barriers for people whose bodies work in and minds work in non-normative ways. Beans, Biscuit, cats.
You said several times that a good way to deal with it is humor, yeah. to deal with something people might mock. Yeah. Now, I find it sort of tricky to, you know, where does the mocking stop and where does the humour start?
Biscuit. I mean, one of the big aims of Tourette's Zero is to reclaim the laughter around Tourette's. Biscuit, there are lots of people who mock the condition or pretend to have it in videos or use it for like as a byword for swearing. Biscuit, and actually it's a much more complicated condition and it has a big impact on people's lives. But there are funny aspects to it, and that some of the tics themselves, Biscuit, can be surreal and funny, and some of the experiences I have in a world that often isn't set up for me can be funny and surreal, Biscuit. And I think that often people say, people understand that there's a difference between, Biscuit, laughing at someone and laughing with them, Biscuit. And often that's characterized as a blurred line. Actually, as someone who experiences lots of laughter, Biscuit, I have never been in any doubt whether someone is laughing at me or sharing the humour of a situation with me. And I think for me, laughter is such a vital tool for bringing people together, Biscuit, and we can't be afraid of it because it has such power and such potential. Yeah. Biscuit, cats. Yeah.
Now you have a new program, Stand Up, Sit Down, Roll Over, it's called, which you just showed at our. You have a program, but you also refer to your tics at the moment in the program. So I thought it's like double work, you know, you have on the one hand, you have to remember your program and on the other hand, you have to react straight away.
Well, reacting straight away and incorporating tics into whatever's happening is something that I do every day as part of my life. So it's very natural for me. Biscuit, I often joke that, Biscuit, you know, as a stand-up comedian, I only ever have to write half a set because the other half is my tics. Biscuit, and also, you know, things like awkward silences, I don't need to worry about because, Biscuit, my brain will fill them in. Biscuit, often with very random stuff. But I think one of the things that's really, Biscuit, exciting creatively about making artwork that incorporates Tourette's and neurodiversity is finding a way of saying what you want to say, staying on message, but also embracing, Biscuit, that spontaneous creativity. Yeah. And Biscuit, I feel really lucky to have access to a spontaneous creativity that I wouldn't otherwise have. Biscuit, and Biscuit, often my tics will draw my attention to details of my surroundings that I wouldn't otherwise notice. Biscuit, hedgehog, Biscuit. So there are definitely some challenges, but also some interesting advantages and perspectives that having a brain that works differently brings. Biscuit, cats.
Your first time in Bern?
First time in Bern, absolutely loving it, having a really lovely time, and the festival has been amazing and feel really the audiences have been so warm. Biscuit, and anyone who wants to find out anything more about Tourette's Hero can check out our website, tourettshero.com. There's a sort of loads of funny things that I've said as tics that you can browse, artwork made in response to them, and also lots of writing around the experience of living with disability and neurodiversity. Biscuit.